Well, it's that time of year again. A lot of great Christmas programs and things going on here in the Madison area. And this year, the Lac Parle Players are presenting Merry Christmas Madison with Love. It's a show that's going to be at the Prairie Arts Center in Madison Friday this week, December 8th, 7 p.m., Saturday. And two shows then, 2 and 7 p.m. We'll talk more about tickets and things here in just a little bit. But right now we have with us in the studio Rosemary Hendrickson. And I'll let you introduce your guest, Rosemary. You're a director of the program, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm the stage director and the production manager for this year's show. And I brought with me my daughter, actually Trudy Hendrickson.
She's in the show.
She's yes. actually singing the song, I think, that kind of encapsulates the whole idea of the show. And she's the idea person behind this year's show and did a lot of our script, the little scene writing we have.
Right. You let her take charge of that, huh?
I did.
All right.
She had the
That's good.
Skill for that.
It's nice to have kids that are able to do that kind of stuff. So you don't have to work quite so hard that way.
You bet. And it's fresh ideas. You know, after doing the show for many years, sometimes
right.
you run out of fresh ideas.
Yeah, you've been involved with it. I know the original idea way back when, I don't want to take total credit for it, but Carolyn Jackson and I
right.
were sitting around chatting, and we said, we should do this Christmas
yes.
program. And I can't remember how long ago that was. And then at that time, we found Paul Wolverton and some musicians and got some people together, and it just kind of was a nice little show, and it just kind of took off from there. How many years ago was
it? I think this is the 29th year, Maynard.
Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. I feel like I should even be 29 years old.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Julie Hill and Mary Melby last night Mary brought a little photo of her and Julie Hill in kind of like the Santa outfit. And
oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep.
I think it was about 20 years ago, and Mary was sharing with Julie, and they both go, "We look so young." And they're still beautiful, beautiful performers.
Yep,
and we're thrilled to have them back in this year's show.
Great to have in the show again. And they're in there this year again, right?
Yes, so, yes. We're thrilled to have them back.
Boy, that's been a lot of people and a lot of musicians and and singers through those years as well.
Yes,
and,
yes.
No, it isn't just people. What I've always liked about the show, it isn't just Madison people either, but it's it's an area-wide thing. Where are the performers from this year?
We have performers from Ortonville, over by Montevideo, Watson,
Dawson
for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dawson people involved.
Yeah.
That's good. A lot of good talented
yes.
musicians.
I don't think
over
we
there.
Have anybody from Canby this year
okay.
that way.
There have been
sometimes,
in the past,
but there,
you know,
we certainly have had that. And
you know,
Bellingham,
Dane Nordquist been up a few times from drumming down there in Canby and things.
Yes,
so, yeah,
yes,
right. So
right,
yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the show.
We have one from Marshall. Just
okay.
thinking about that. She's
Marshall.
Coming all the way from Marshall, yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting in from all over the place
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, right.
Well, tell us about the show. What can people expect to see?
Trudy, would you like to describe the show?
Well, this year I watch a lot of Hallmark movies and took the inspiration from that community feel that is often in Hallmark movies and the values of what's important and family and... that's kind of the idea we use behind the song selection, and then the little scenes that are interspersed throughout the show are little nods to moments that you might see in a Hallmark movie.
Okay. So just kind of a feel-good show.
Yes.
You bet.
Okay. To point out the values of what we like about living in small towns in
right.
western Minnesota.
Well, it's based on, it's had that Hallmark feel, is there like a boy and a girl who get along really well, and then all of a sudden they don't get along well, and then all of a sudden they get back together at the end and everybody's happy? Or
No romance in this show.
Oh, okay.
It's more the side characters.
My wife watches a lot of Hallmark.
Yes, right. It ends with a kiss. Right. Yep, this year we didn't really have a guy and a gal that would seem to
okay.
to do that.
That's probably good to leave that out.
The closest we have is a snowball fight.
So, but is this pretty well performers kind of all ages involved in this?
Definitely all ages from
four. We have okay. two little four-year-old girls that I think will grace at the stage at some point, and then we have some grandmas and grandpas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
So it's good
really
to get the little
moments.
Kids involved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it bodes well for the future of the show, too. We were just talking about that. Some of us have been involved in it or promoting it or something for a lot of years, and we're not going to be around forever. So if we want it,
right.
we want this to continue. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yes. Another nice feature this year, I think we have three family groups. Yeah, you know, we have the big Felton family that are performing together. We
right.
have... Naomi Dempsey and Bryce and Ruth Larson and Bryce's little girl that are, you know, on stage. And then Judy Baum and Elizabeth, her granddaughter,
okay,
have a couple moments together, which is, it's just really special to be able to put families in it, you know, and just the joy of them working together has been really special.
I don't know if I mentioned at the beginning, of course, this is at the Prairie Arts Center in Madison.
Yes.
And Prairie Arts Center was, boy, that's quite a major overhaul and project, thanks to Wayne Borstead there that bought the building.
Yes, it is. What a gift to us, certainly, but to the whole community.
The building was kind of on the way out there for a while, and Wayne came along and saved it, basically.
Yeah, it was slated to be torn down because, like, for us as performers, there were so many that were dropping out. Like, Julie and Mary were two that just couldn't really bear to be in the building anymore because as soon as they would walk in, the allergies and sinus infections that would happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, mold. They found the mold and got that out of there. And, you know, the bats, I think, are mostly gone. There's probably maybe a couple hiding out there somewhere, but they haven't
shown
up.
They like it.
Bad atmosphere.
Yeah, but we haven't seen any this week, so that's good. And, you know, but just the you come in and the air feels fresh.
Right.
They've done a lot of work, and it's continuing. We're still battling sheetrock dust because the hope or the basement is that there will be a gathering space there that we can host a, you know, like a little reception area down there. And that's where all the cast pictures from past shows would be down there. And he's, you know, building new dressing rooms and even a cast bathroom with a shower. Wow. And, you know, it's like he's got lots of plans that will really benefit the future.
Right. We're hoping that other people come along and make use of that building, too.
Yes.
Because we hate to just see it sitting there
right,
and not being used when
exactly,
the Blackboro players aren't using it, too. So
exactly, because it's for the community. It's not, we have the blessing to be able to use it. But like if you would, for example, go, I want to bring in this group, and because you've done that before,
right?
Put a group on stage. It should be set
you've
up.
You've had Monroe Crossing over there a couple times.
Yes.
The bluegrass band, things like
yes,
that. It's ideal for that kind of a
yes.
That kind of
and
a
I,
show.
Wayne mentioned he wanted to bring Charlie Rolfe in to do a show there. So
right.
There's things like that that he would like to do.
Right. And this has that just a nice warm, cozy feel in a Prairie Arts Center. I mean, you can have a show in auditorium, you know, or the gymnasium or something, but it just doesn't have the same feel.
Feels
that the
a little hollow.
Center.
Yeah. Feel in the Prairie Arts Center, you might only, I mean, even if you only draw 50 people, it feels like a nice audience, honestly, you know.
Yeah, it does.
And we can fit in 200, so that's a really nice audience for a small town.
All right. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about tickets. Now, if anybody wants to get tickets, how can they do that? There's about three different ways, I think.
Well, if they happen to be in in Madison on Main Street, they can stop in at Rural Solutions right on the corner of Main Street and, what is this, 4th?
Third. Yep.
And you can buy tickets in person during their normal business hours. You can go online at prairieartcenter.com, and then there's a link to get tickets online now. Is there another way?
You can buy them before the show,
half hour before the show. They should be available at the door.
Take a chance on that.
Yes.
Yeah, get there a little bit ahead of time. So.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a few days since I've checked, but I heard tickets were selling very well, which is a very happy thing for us.
Right. Very good. But I think I haven't heard any word that they're sold out or anything yet.
I haven't either, no.
Should be some available, so that's good.
Yes.
So, yeah, but don't wait too long.
Don't wait too long, right.
That's right.
I do know the center section was sold out a couple days ago for Saturday night's show, you know. So there.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, everybody likes that center section.
Yeah, get the best view from there.
That's right. All right. Well, Rosemary and Trudy, appreciate you coming in and filling us in on the show coming up at the Prairie Arts Center. Again, that's Merry Christmas Madison with Love, Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. Adults, $15. Kids, 12 and under, is $5. So you can't find entertainment like that for that kind of a price tag. That's a good deal.
And the parking is free.
The parking is free. That's right.
And there's no traffic jams.
That's right. You don't have to worry about finding a lot or anything like that. You can just park and walk in.
Right.
So, all right.
Very good.
Benefits of living in the old small town.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And you both have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Merry Christmas.
Looking forward to seeing the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.